That's why if you give it to a Zayna, it's clear that you gave us something that belongs to you. That's why it's called the Yisra Esnan Zayna. But Rabbi said that's only according to Rabbi Yosef Glili Shita. Ava be Pesach. But by Korban Pesach, Mashma, even according to Rebbe. Vaisas Rebbe does not hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Not like Rabbi Yosef Glili, Kachim Kalam, a Korban Pesach, is not your money. So Rabbi says, I would have said, not like Rabbi Yosef Glili, even a Korban Pesach, does not belong to you. Loi Mishai Rinish. Nobody leaves over any rights to use as Korban Pesach. No, what does a person leave over? Only the money, but not the carbon itself. For the Gemara of Ketoni, it says clearly in the rights of the Hedjion, Shalmanaz kein egdishu yisolas peschayim, it says clearly that Almanaz there, people are only makdish a carbon Pesach. Almanaz there, if they see they don't have enough money, they want to leave over the rights to sell it and use the money to buy even a suit with it. So how could a buyer say that a carbon Pesach he have no usage? Here the rights is clear, you could use it. Ema Abai said this is the way it should have said in the Brisa. Shalmanaz kein egdishu Yisrael moyes peschayim. Abai learns only a heter of the money. If somebody sets aside money and says, this $100 bill now, I'm going to buy myself a korban. So even though usually when you set aside money for korban, you like makdish this money, you can't use it for your own usage anymore, korban Pesach is different. Korban Pesach we say even though you set aside the money, you still have a right to use the money. But only the money Abai holds. But the korban itself, once you makdish an animal for korban Pesach, Abai holds that korban you can't use anymore. So that's what Abai says. I would have learned that the brisa that says you give a zayna a korban does not mean a korban Pesach, because according to Rebbe, the korban does not belong to you anymore. I would have learned Abai says that's going according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Like Rabbi Yosef Glili holds all kachim kalim belongs to you, but not like Rabbi Yosef Glili. You can't give her a korban Pesach. And Rabbi Yosef says not like that. Rabbi Yosef says no. Rabbi Yosef learned up Shan Rebbe that hachiyayu means you can keep yourself alive even from your korban Pesach. Even though you're makdish this animal for your korban Pesach, holds the money you did not make the shechita yet, you have a right to sell it and use the money for yourself. Therefore, you see you still own it. Therefore, if you give it to a zayna for the pay of this nus, it's not a chal the yisra esnan zayna, you can't use it for korban anymore. Look at Mishnah. Zav shirosh derias. If a man saw a zav, he saw it 2 times, 2 days in a row. The locher is he's tomei for 7 days now, but he doesn't have to bring a korban. It's only if he sees 3 days that he has to bring a korban. But if he only sees 2 days, one after another, Zavis, he's tummy for 7 days. So Zav Shirosh Derias, Ishrech Tanolo Bishri. It becomes the 7th day, which is Erev Pesach. So today is the day they have to bring the korban Pesach. Even though today he's still tummy, he's tummy until tonight, but you're allowed to make a shliach and let somebody else make the korban for you. Because tonight, at night time, when you're supposed to eat the korban, you'll be tor. So Rashi, Zav Shirosh Derias, Shetumosai Tumashiva. He's only tummy for 7 days. The yain turn carbon doesn't have to bring a carbon. Therefore, shertanola b'shri. The yafa pishle harashimsha, even though it didn't come the night time yet, and right now he can't eat from kachim, but the chazil mechel yurta. We have a right to shech the carbon for him, because by night time, when it comes the time to eat the carbon, then he will have harashemish. It would be tzedek carbon ready. Then this person is allowed to eat kachim. What about sholish? Roa sholish? Let's say the person, the zav, saw 3 times. Now that he saw 3 times, he has to wait 7 days to be tor, and on the 8th day, he has to bring korban. He is alocha shechten ola bishmini shaloi. On his 8th day, here's the chiddush. On his 7th day, if it's erev Pesach, you can't bring a korban for him. Because even tonight, he can't eat it, because he has to wait until tomorrow he brings the korban. But if his 8th day, the day he could bring a korban, comes out on erev Pesach, even though he did not bring his kapora yet, still we're allowed to bring his korban Pesach first, and then later we'll bring his korban, his kapora, and then he will be allowed to eat the kachim. So even though b'shas shechitas haPesach he did not bring his korban yet, right now he's not allowed to eat kachim, still we could shecht on him, because this person could make himself roi to eat the korban. All he has to do is just bring his kapora, bring his korban. What about a shemeris yoim kineged yoim? That's an isha after the 7 days of nidus. There's 11 days. That if she sees 1 day, we say she's tummy that 1 day, and she has to watch herself the next day to make sure she doesn't see. That's called Shemeris Yom. She sees 1 day, she has to watch the next day, Keneged Yom. So that 1 day when she's watching herself, she's only tummy that 1 day, and at night she becomes Torah. There's a male again, Shechten Moleho. You're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach on her today. Because at night time she's Torah, she's allowed to eat it. B'sheini Shaloh, let's say she saw 2 days in a row, still means nothing. She saw 2 days in a row in these 11 days, she's still only tummy 1 more day, that's all. So Rosa Shnei Yomim, she saw 2 days in a row. Shechtan Ole, still, the third day you're allowed to shecht the korban Pesach, because the third day by night, if she doesn't see, she's allowed to eat. She could eat the korban. What about Bishlishi? Let's say an Ish, the Shechtan Ole Bishlishi. On the third day, then you're allowed to shecht the korban for her. Because the third day, she just has to watch today. And if she doesn't see today, at night time she could eat. She's mutat eat kachim. Therefore, you could shecht the korban today, because by night time when you're supposed to eat it, she'll be able to eat it. What about the hazofa? Let's say an isha that saw 3 days in a row. During these 11 days, she saw 3 days in a row. She has tumah zava. There, the loch is she has to wait 7 days not to see anything, and then on the 8th day she first brings a korban. Is the loch shecht and aleh bishmini on her 8th day? Since the 8th day, yesterday or by night, she went to the mikveh ready. All she's missing is just to bring the korban. So since today she could bring a korban, you're allowed to bring a korban pesach for her also. Because she's called such an isha that tonight time, night time, she'll be able to eat the korban. The Rashi says, "V'yazova sherosa shloish rutzufin." She saw 3 days in a row. V'toich echarasa yom. In between these 11 days, between one nidus and the next nidus, one period and the next period. Otzricha lispa shivan akim. Lachri, she has to wait 7 akim. Olahevi korban. She has to also have to bring a korban on the 8th day. Is alacha shecht and aleh bishmini on her 8th day. If that's erev Pesach, you're allowed to shecht the korban Pesach for her. V'tovi kaprosa, and then later in the afternoon she'll bring a korban kapara. Koydim sheteshach, before it comes nighttime. V'tiyochol, and at nighttime she'll be able to eat the korban Pesach. Safti said about Mishnah. Anytime that at nighttime you'll be taught to eat the korban, you're allowed to shecht right now in the afternoon erev Pesach, even though right now you're not allowed to eat. Even though now you can't eat, so what? Since at nighttime you will be able to eat, then it's kosher. Mora says, Amrav Yudam Arav. He like argues in our Mishnah. Amrav Yudam Arav. Shoichtin v'zorkin al tfu yoyim. You're allowed to shecht the korban if somebody was tamei and he went to the mikveh ready today, even though he has to wait till nighttime to become tor, so what? Since at nighttime will be tor, you can shecht the korban pesach now for him. Who would a mechusik epurim? If somebody's on his 8th day, and even though he didn't bring his korban yet, but since he could bring his carbon today, and then he would be allowed to eat the carbon, you're allowed to bring the carbon pesach right now for him. Of a Rav's chiddush is, if he ain't sheicht and bezorchin al tomei sheretz. But if somebody touched the sheretz today, even though all he has to do is go to the mikveh now, and when it comes heres shemesh at night time, he'll be torah tit kachim. Still we say, cause the money did not go to the mikveh, you can't shecht for him. You can't bring the carbon pesach. That's Rav's big chiddush. Even though it's possible for him to go to the mikveh today, and then he will be able to eat at night time, still Rav says, before he went to the mikveh, nothing doing. Right now his mamash has tumor on him, and he's not a person that's royal to eat the korban, you can't bring the korban for him. Rashi, the time of Parsha Kameh, will soon explain what's Rav's reason. The Ulu Amar Ula says no. Af shechten v'zorchen atom esheretz. Azoy da zayin. Ula says yes. Even though this person touched the sheretz today, so what? Let him go to the mikveh later, and then at night time he'll be able to eat the korban. So this is the person that could eat the korban. You're allowed to shech the korban pesach for him right now, even though we didn't go to the mikveh yet. Shreati Gemara Ula Rav. Maichna tzvu yoyim. Rav is masking to our Mishnah. He said before, tzvu yoyim, that means if you did go to the mikveh already, even though you can't eat kachem till night time, then you could bring a korban pesach for him. So why? Dechazil urta. Because even though now he can't eat the korban, but when it comes night time, this man teeth, then he's torah, he's allowed to eat it. Shreati Gemara, according to Rav, tami sheretz nami. Even though this person touched the sheretz today, right now he's tamein, but chazil urta. At night time, if he goes to the mikveh, in the daytime, at night he's right to eat the korban. So why does Rav say on this person he can't bring a korban pesach? Have the Gemara mechusat tefillah. There it says, this person that touched the sheretz, we're talking about before he went to the mikveh. Before he went to the mikveh, since he's missing going to the mikveh, he's called a person that's not roy for korban pesach right now. He's tamei, you can't bring a korban for him. For the Gemara, a tzvu yoyim means a person that touched the sheretz, but he already went to the mikveh. So even though he went to the mikveh for the Gemara, nami mechus eres shemesh. But the halacha is, even after you go to the mikveh, you can't eat truma or meiser, or you can't eat kachim until I have eres shemesh. Until it comes to night time. So you're also missing something. You're missing night time to come. And then we're asking the kasha. Shimsha Mamela Arva. Night time comes by itself. We don't have to do anything. Mashenka, if a person touched the sherets today, Kolzavan, he did not go to the mikvah, he's missing this action of going into the mikvah. So we have to be afraid, maybe he won't go into the mikvah. So since he didn't go into the mikvah yet, he's called a person that's not worthy to bring a Korban Pesach. That's Ras for him. For at the Gemara, no. Mechusa Kapurim Nami. Ha Mechusa Kapara. Why does Rav say that on the eighth day of Mechusa Kapurim, a person that was a Zavim, or a man that was a Zav three times, and he has to be Torah 7 days and then bring a Korban, on his eighth day, the day he's supposed to bring a Korban, you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach for him. Even though we didn't bring the Korban yet. The Chur there also is Mechusa Maisa. He didn't bring his Korban yet. Why is it good? So Gemara answers that Rav says, you could bring a Korban Pesach for a person that's a Mechusa Kippurim, that he did not bring his Korban yet, i.e. he's missing an action. I'll tell you, the money for the Khan, for the bird, for the Korban he already gave. Or else he has the bird in his hand already. So Teretz says he gave over either the money or the bird to the Kahanim. Now once the Kahanim have the bird or the money, for sure the Kahanim has reason name, and they for sure will bring the Korban today. That's why it's like 100% for sure his kapara will be, and therefore this person is called Chazi, he's allowed to eat the Korban, he's allowed to have a Korban Pesach made for him, because at night time he'll be roy to eat. Mashenk and a person that touched the sheretz today, Kolzman, he did not go to the mikvah, he's not called a person a Chazi, because he's missing a maisa, he's missing the action of going into the mikvah. Throughout the Gemara, Tomei sheretz nami, hare mikvah lefaneinu. What are you telling me if Tomei sheretz is missing a maisa? He didn't do the mikvah, he didn't go to the mikvah, but the mikvah is right in front of you. It's just like you're telling me the korban, the bird. He has the bird in his hand. Here also, he has the mikvah in front of him. And the Gemara, Dilma posha. No, we're afraid maybe he won't go into the mikvah. It's not enough the mikvah is in town in front of the guy. Maybe this guy's afraid to go to the mikvah, he won't go to the mikvah. But Gemara Yochiv, that's a swear, you're afraid, maybe you won't do it. Even though you're telling me now the person that has to bring Korban today has the animal, has the money, so what if he has the animal or the money? Dilma Pasha, maybe he'll forget till he won't bring it, till he'll be Pasheya, he'll forget to bring the Korban today. How will you say that you have the Korban here, so what? Just like you say the mikvah is not enough because maybe he won't go, maybe he won't bring his Korban either. Now the Gemara we're talking about, Kegoyin de Masraninu Lebezdin. And it's not, we're not talking about Sam, he's holding the money in his hand, or he has the Korban in his hand. He already gave it over to Bezdin, the money, or the bird. When you give it over to Bezdin, Ukarav Shmaya. The Yomas, he says, Chazoka, we know for sure, Ein Bezdin Shokahanim Oimdim Mishom Ad Sheyichlu Moyeshe B'Shoifres. That the halacha was, the people used to bring the money, they had to bring Korban, and put it in a special shofar, a special box. And that money the Kahanim knew, they had to go and buy birds, and they had to bring kabonis for the people that are Mechusa Kippurim. Now it's a chazaka that the Kahanim never finished doing their work that day until all the money was used up to buy kabonis. So in other words, if you gave your money or your animal over to Bezdin, for sure they're going to bring the Korban today. That's a chazaka that Bezdin doesn't let the Kahanim stop working until they finish bringing all the kabonis today. Mashen came for a person to go to the mikvah, there Rav says, I'm afraid, Dilma Pasha. Maybe he won't go to the mikvah. That's why I say Pasha's Mashra. Mid Rabbanan, he can't bring his Korban. Because we're afraid maybe he won't go to the mikvah today. And if he doesn't go to the mikvah today, he doesn't become Torah. He won't be able to eat the Korban at night. Therefore, he can't have a Korban. Fed Gemara. Ula Rav. If you want to tell me now, Rav Svara, why again, a Tomei Sheretz, someone that touched the Sheretz today, he cannot bring a Korban Pesach. Is Mashmah, it's only Midi Rabbonin. That means Midi Yeraisa, Mechsechazi. Midi Yeraisa, you're telling me really, since the person could go to the mikvah, we consider as if he's a person that's Roy to bring a Korban Pesach, and the Korban could be brought for him. Because at night time, Minama Mestom will go to the mikvah, and he'll be able to eat at night time. For Rabbanim Uda Gozubay, it's only a Rabbanim Dekasvara to say that since he's missing the Maisa going to the mikvah, we're afraid maybe he won't go to the mikvah. There's only Midi Rabbanim that he's not Roy to have the Korban. For the Gemara was like, Alom Arama Rav, why did Rav say before, Mitamim Echad Miyem B'Sheretz? Before the Shiloh was, if you have Machtza Machtza, you have 50% of the Jews are Tomei, and 50% of them are Torah. So we don't know what's the Lacham. Or should we bring half of them, Betum, half of them, Betayre? What should we do? So Rav said a Pashat Eitz before. Rav says, take one of the Torah Dika people and let them touch the Sheretz. So since they touch the Sheretz right now, you learn that they're a Tomei Dika person. So now you have Rov Klai Yisrael that's Tomei. Therefore, everybody could bring the Korban Betumah. But if you're telling me now that according to Rav, if a person touches a Sheretz, you're telling me now, Midiraisi is still Torah. midiraisi, he can still bring a korban Pesach. He's called a tordika person, because since he could go to the mikvah and then have night to be tor, he's considered a person that could bring a korban Pesach. So why does Rav help us out there and say when you have 50-50, make one person touch the sheretz, and then you'll have most people that are tummy? If you're going to tell me midiraisi is like a tordika person, so how does Rav say we're talking about the midiraisi? How does Rav give you an etzah? Let one person touch the sheretz. What is that going to help you? So Marian says, Elo l'Rav avadiyav tomim midiraisa namu l'chozi. No, avad the Rav svaros even midiraisa. A person that touched the sheretz today, kolzman, he did not go to the mikvah, even midiraisa, this person is tome now, and he's not roy to have a korban brought for him. He's a tomedic person. Why do we say this? The Yassiv, Rav dashes the posik. The posik says, ish, ish, ki yi tome l'nefesh. But whoever is tome l'nefesh, he can't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's the Pesach that's talking about, bringing a Pesach Sheni. Now, me lo yaskinu, aren't we talking about Shechal Shviya Shaloi Lias Berba Pesach? They were talking about a person that touched the mace 7 days ago. Now, the seventh day, that today really he goes to the mikvah today, and at night time we become Torah, still the Pesach says he's called a Tomei mace, and he can't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Is me lo yaskinu, aren't we talking about that this person, Shechal Shvi Shaloi, like today, Erev Pesach, the seventh day when he touched the mace before. Lias Erev Pesach, the Hainu Tuma Sheretz. Now, this has the same halach as if somebody today touched the Sheretz. Because the mace, the person that touched the mace 7 days ago, today he goes to the mikvah, and at night time he's Torah. Still, you tell him, when the apostle says no, he can't have a Korban Pesach brought for him. Why not? The Yom Rachmona, Nidche, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So what do you see? Since he did not go to the mikvah yet, Kozman, he did not go to the mikvah, he's not called a person that's roy to bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So that's Rav Svaro. Who are then, if you touch the sheretz today, Kozman, you did not go to the mikvah, the Torah pushes you off to a Pesach Sheni. Pedimor v'chi teima, mimai dihochi sovolo, how do we know this is Chan the Pasik? Rashi says, we might be Hochi. Dilma Midas Siv Tomil Nefesh. Maybe since the Pasik is talking about only if you touch the mace. Well, like Siv Tomil Sheretz. Torah is not talking about if you touch the Sheretz. In Shemamina Tomil Mace Shane Ruil Erev Kumam. Maybe that one this Pasik says in Bamidbar, Ish Ish Kiyah Tomil Nefesh, is only talking about someone that touched the mace, let's say only 6 days ago or 5 days ago. So now in Erev Pesach, there's no way for him to become Tomei. He has to wait to complete 7 days. Maybe that's when the Torah pushes you off to Pesach Sheni. But how do you know to say, even if the seventh day is Erev Pesach, that really he could go to the mikvah today, and he could become Torah by tonight? Still he can't. How do we know that? And the Gemara, Sov Allah, Rebbe Yitzchak. I'll tell you, Rav holds like Rebbe Yitzchak. The Yomar, Tumeye Meis, Mitzvah Hoyu. That this one, the Pasuk is talking about now, that the Dor HaMidbar, that the people were Tomei, could not bring a Pesach Rishon. We're talking about that they took care of a Tomei Mace. It was a Mace Mitzvah. Somebody was Mace and nobody was there to take care of them. So a few people took care of them. Shechal Shvi Shalem Lios Berba Pesach. That's what the Yitzchak says. That the Pasuk is talking about that 7 days ago before Pesach, people took care of a Mace Mitzvah. And now on Erev Pesach, today is the seventh day, still the Torah says, Kozman, you do not go to the mikvah, you are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. What's the raya? What's the Yitzchak's raya? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'lo yochlo lasas a Pesach b'yoymahu. Tzadiyak, b'yoymahu hu diyein yecholom lasas. Only on that day they can't do it. Avol amochlo yecholom lasas. Mashmoni today, which was the seventh day. Today they're still tomei. Mashmoni though tomorrow, that's the eighth day they're ready tor, they could bring the Korban Pesach. So even though today is the last day of the Tumah, the Yom Rachmon and Itchu, still the Torah says, push them off to Pesach Sheni. So kids, this is Rav's Raya, that a Tomei Sheretz, if Kozuman, you did not go to the Mikvah, just like a Tomei Mace on the seventh day, if he did not go to the Mikvah, he is not called Roy to bring Korban Pesach, the Lachmur is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Rashi says, Sobulok Rabbi Yitzchak, the Yom HaBisafri, Oysan HaNoshen Shem HaPesach Midbar, those people that came to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we are Tomei. Why Loma Nigora? Why can't we bring Korban Pesach? Why can't we bring Korban? Shoyu Tomei in the Nefesh Adam Tomei Meis Mitzvah you. Because if Yitzchak knew those people were people that took care of a Meis Mitzvah 7 days ago. Shechal Shvi Yishlo and Erev Pesach. And what's the Raya? The Bible says, Lo Yuchal Asois HaPesach B'yoy Mahu. Only that day and Mashmah the next day no. So Kitzur, Rav holds like the Yitzchok. Right, Tanan. Our Mishnah says, Zav, a person that saw Shirosh Deirius, he only saw 2 days in a row, his Elochrius is only Tomei for 7 days, that's all. In Shechtan Olav Ishvi, you're allowed to Shecht the Korban on his 7th day. His Lechura, my love, the Loitovel, aren't we talking about his 7th day even before he went to the Mikvah? So Lechura, that's like a Tomei Sheretz, that you touched the Sheretz today, and Kozuman, you didn't go to the Mikvah, that's the same case, you have Tumor on you. And still the Mishnah says, Shema Mina, Shechtan Vezerchna, Tomei Sheretz. You're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach for him. Because our Mishnah says, if a man saw Zav for 2 days, on the 7th day, he could bring a Korban Pesach. And the Gemara, lo, I'll tell you, no, there's no Raya. The Tovel. Our Mishnah is talking about on the 7th day, but he already went to the Mikvah. Once he went to the Mikvah, that's called the Tzvul Yoyim. All he's missing is just Hera Shemesh. Then he's called the person that's roy to bring a Korban Pesach. For the Gemara, e Tovel, if the person went to the Mikvah, my Kamashman, what's the Chiddush Dem Shita? If the person is talking about he was a Zav for seven days ago, so he's Mamish Torah already, and he went to the Mikvah today, so he's Mamish Tzvul Yoyim. So Pshiti can be a Korban. And the Gemara, how come Ashvelon? The Yaf agav the Mechus Erosh Shemesh, even though right now he still can't eat Kachim. Even though he went to the Mikvah, he still has to wait until it comes Tetzik Chavim, until it comes nighttime. Kamash Mulan, the Shimshim Amel Arvo. Kamash Mulan, that's not called you missing any action. Since by itself nighttime comes, so since right now today is your 7th day, you do not see, you are Noki for the last 7 days, and today you went to the Mikvah, you call the regular Tful Yom, that you could bring a Korban Pesach today, because by nighttime you'll be able to eat it. Moses Hochi Nami Mistavrum. This is a swerve, this is what our Mishnah is also talking about. Not that he didn't go to the Mikvah, but he had a riot to Rav only because he went to the Mikvah. Midiktoni says, because the end of our Mishnah says, Roar Sholosh Rias. Let's say the Zav saw 3 days in a row, then the Loch Rias, he's Tomei, he has to wait 7 Nikiyim, and on the 8th day he has to bring a Korban. So he's not roy to bring a Korban Pesach until the 8th day. So our Mishnah says, Shechtan Olav Ishmi. On his 8th day, even though we didn't bring a Korban Pesach yet, a Korban Kaporo, still you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach for him. Now, Iyamit Bishleim Ozav, Shirosh Terius, Shechtan Olav Ishvi, means the Tovel, that's what the first part said after, when he only saw 2 days. His 7th day he went to the Mikvah. That's why he could bring a Korban Pesach, is Itzrich. Then I need the safe for the Chiddush to say that even though it's the 8th day now, since he's missing the Korban, maybe I would think he can't bring, Kamashman he could bring. Why? I would think like this. Rosh Deirius, if the Mishnah would only set the case when the person only saw 2 days in a row, Zavis, then he's only Tomei for 7 days. He doesn't have to bring a Korban at all. Then I would say, Bishvihu, to learn the Chusam Isa. You know why in the 7th day, if he already went to the Mikvah, you could bring a Korban Pesach for him, because he's not missing any action. Nighttime comes by itself. Avaro, Sholosh. But in a case where a man saw 3 days in a row, then Bishmini, even on his 8th day, I would still say maybe you can't bring a Korban Pesach for him. You know why? The Mechusa Maisa, because he's missing a tremendous action. Mechusa Kapara, I would think he's missing to bring a Korban. So Kozman, he did not bring his Korban on the 8th day, it's called the person is missing, is still Tomei, and you can't have a Korban Pesach brought for him. His Mechusa Kapara Loi, I would think it's no good Kamash Malon. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Tiyaf Agad the Mechusa Kapara. Even though this person saw Zavis for 3 days, so he has to bring a Korban on his 8th day. And the 8th day now, even though we didn't bring the Korban yet, still we say he could bring a Korban Pesach today. Because like we said before, the Akimta, he already gave his money to Bezdin, so for sure Bezdin will bring the Korban today. We consider as if the Korban was brought, he's called the person that's brought to bring a Korban Pesach. In Shechtem Zerchen Alayu. Then it's very good. But, Ella, Iyamrit, if you want to tell me, no, Rosh Deirius, Bishvi Deloitavo, if you want to tell me the Mishnah goes not like Rav. The Mishnah is saying if he saw 2 days Zavis, that he's Tomei for 7 days, on his 7th day, he could bring the Korban Pesach, even if he did not go to the Mikvah. That was not like Rav. That was the Tomei Sheretz, even though he didn't go to the Mikvah yet, you could bring your Korban. Or the Zoya, that's what the Mishnah says in the Reisha. What's the Chiddush of the Seifah? Rosh Sholos Bishmini Lamali. What do I need the next case? That if he saw 3 days, and he has to wait now 8 days to bring the Korban, on the 8th day he can bring the Korban. Hashtu yesh leima. Maduch, I say. Rosh Neiris, he only saw 2 days. Bishvi, to Loitovel, he did not go to the Mikvah yet. To Tomei Malyuhu, his Kozman, you did go to the Mikvah, your Mamish Tomei 100%. Your Mamish have all Dini Tumor on you. Still, you tell me now, you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach for him. Because since this person couldn't make himself not Tomei, he could go to the mikvah. And then at night time he's Tor, so you tell me such a big Kiddush, even though right now he's Tomei 100%. So what do I need to say for? Look, Reb Shittif, Roar Sholish Bishmini, the person saw 3 days in a row. Now we have to wait 7 Nikiyim, and then bring a Korban on the 8th day. So Pshit on the 8th day, the Tovulei Bishri, he already went to the mikvah on the 7th day. So his tumah now is not such a strong tumah. The Kalisha tumah, the tumah is very weak, because for certain halachas, for Chulun he's not eat now. He's not matamur anything. It's only a Chulun, the Gate of Kutchim, or Maisir he can't eat yet. So the tumah is very small. Like Kol Shchein, for sure I would say on such a person that has a less degree of tumor on him, the din should be the shachtin of zakin alayu. We should be allowed to make a shchita, bring korban pesach for him. Like, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? El alav, don't you have to say shemaminu? We see from here rosh teirius bishvi the shachtin alayu the tovil, that the Mishnah the Reisha says when he saw 2 days, and therefore the 7th day we could bring a korban is b'dafka talking about we went to the mikvah already. But since he went to the mikvah, his tumor is also not so strong. So I would think only here where he's not missing an action. Mashenken on the 8th day when he has to bring a korban, he's missing an action, maybe he can't bring it. Kamash, but he could bring it. So now everything comes out good. So chura it's a klor raya to Rav. Gemara says, lo, maybe this wouldn't be any good raya. Liyolam, I could tell you, Eimaloch, we're talking about the loitovel. The Mishnah's talking about even on the 7th day he did not go to the mikvah yet. So the question was, madach of the 7th day he did not go to the mikvah, that the person right now is mama is Tommy 100%. Still, you say he could have a korban pesach brought for him. So what's the chiddush of the 8th day that he already went to the mikvah the 7th day? So on the 8th day the tum is not so strong. Pshita, Mar Yitzchak, no, there's a chiddush. Because I would have thought b'shvi only on the 7th day. Who did biyodu l'sakin on the 7th day? He could go to the mikvah right now and then he'll become tor. He could eat the korban at night. Avo b'shmini mashenkin on the 8th day. The ain't biyodu lack of korban. I would think he himself can't bring the korban. He has to come on to somebody else. You'll give the money, you'll give the animal to Hegdish, but somebody else has to bring the korban. Eima posher be kahanim. Maybe I will be afraid the kahanim will not for sure bring the korban, and he's called the person that's mechusa such a big maisa, and here it should not help. Kamashlon kedro shmaya. Kamashlon no. Like we learned before, that if you give, there's a chazaka, that kahanim for sure do all the kabbonis they're supposed to. So middle, there's no raya, the Mishnah is like Rav, it could be not like Rav. You don't have a clear raya. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about that he did not go to the mikvah. So the question one, what's the chiddush of the sefer? I'll tell you yes. From the reisha, I would only say if the person is only missing going to the mikvah, that he could do by himself. That's okay. But to bring a korban, he has to come on to kahanim. To mashma, no, still that's good. Right then, the Mishnah says the azava shechtin, azava her 3rd day, her 8th day, you could shecht. Toni tona kaim the rav ada barava the azava and the azava shechtin ale b'shvi shelo. Even on the 7th day, you could also bring a korban pesach. Oh my life, at the Gemara, Zava b'shvi shalom michazia. How could that be? A Zava nishi that saw 3 days in a row, she has to have zaynikim, and then first the 8th day she brings the korban. So the 7th day, even if she went to the mikvah today, it doesn't help her anything at night. She still can't eat the korban at night. After the Gemara, fill l'man the yoma, shechtin v'zerchin atome sheretz. Even if yod you could bring a korban for some atos the sheretz, hani mili tome sheretz. That's only tome sheretz. Because even if you touch the sheriff today, good, go to the mikvah, and then at night time you're able to eat it. But this Isha that saw 3 days in a row during the 11 days, she saw Zavis, so she'll need this for 3 days in a row. So Mela she has a din Zava, that she has to have Zayin Nikiyim. And then first the eighth day she brings a Korban, for Adla Mocha, Damasti Kapar Lechazia. Now the 7th day, she's not ready to eat the Korban until tomorrow afternoon. So it's too late. If today is Erev Pesach, the 7th day, how could you bring a Korban Pesach for? She can't even until tonight. Now the Gemara ain't b'shmini. Now Avadi means to say that the Zava on her 8th day. For the Gemara pshita, then for sure it's good. Now that I might would have thought, kibun the mechusa kapor loy. Since she's missing the bringing a Korban, maybe that's too long. Kamash malon kiddur shmaya. Like we learned before, that when you give the money to the kahanim, for sure they'll bring the Korban. Ravina wama nida toni. Toni kaima. He learned a nida, not a din Zava, a regular nida. The Yanida Shechna Levishvi, and a Nida on the 7th day, you can Shech the Korban for. For the Gemara Amalei, Nida Vishvi Michazia? No, even Isha Mediraisa Nida, she's not roaring the 7th night. Why? I feel the Mandi Yama Shechna Zerg Natome Sheret.
Alright, Mr. Shem will continue next tape.